What is up, friends? Good morning and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality, to your health, to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing system a miracle, it really is no miracle at all, it is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side, and we welcome your phone calls at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. If you have questions about the longevity products or ingredients you may have heard about or something you heard on the news, if you want to share a success story or simply contribute to the conversation, 855-660-4261 is your number. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I recommend, the ones I take, and the ones you hear advertised on the program, you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable, and they know all about the longevity products. And make sure you ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $10 fee. You can start a longevity business. You can make some money selling longevity products, get your products at the wholesale price, enjoy all the benefits of working for yourself, having your own business, tax benefits. You can write off your samples and mileage and home office, all for a one-time $10 fee. Plus, you can help spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also head over to my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join the Team link, and somebody will get back to you with information. You can also purchase any of the longevity products you hear advertised on the Bright Side at brightsideben.com. And, of course, you're also encouraged to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, which we update regularly and we post regularly. I've got a post coming up there on sirtuins. We'll be talking about sirtuins a lot on this program. These are marvelously important and very effective anti-aging genes that are turned on by stress. How do you like that? Turned on by stress, that five-letter, four-letter word that everybody is so terrified of. It turns out that sirtuins are genetics, or genes that are actually upregulated by stress, and they're involved in anti-aging and anti-cancer and boosting the immune system and helping us feel better. And it's all turned on by the stress response system. I'll get a post up there hopefully today, maybe tomorrow. And that's at pharmacistben.com. Okay, we are talking enzymes. We're talking protein, and we're talking bone building. Enzymes are probably 50% or so of the protein in your body. They're super-duper important. They're used in the food industry. They're used to make processed foods. They're used in the medicine industry. They're used to make drugs, make hormones. They're used in cosmetics industry. They're used to make detergents, surfactants. Many drugs work as enzyme inhibitors. In fact, this is one of the main ways that drugs work. They inhibit enzymes. Whenever you hear the word inhibitor after a prescription drug, is like a COX-2 inhibitor. Vioxx is a famous COX-2 inhibitor or an ACE inhibitor. You're talking basically about inhibiting enzymes. Enzymes are also used to fight cancer, and enzymes are used as antibiotics. Most antibiotics are actually enzyme inhibitors. Antiviral drugs that are used for AIDS are enzyme inhibitors. If you're getting the idea that enzymes are important, you are absolutely correct, and you want to be doing everything you could do to make sure that you're getting enough enzymes. In the body, we've got two main kinds of enzymes, two chief kinds of enzymes, digestive enzymes. We've talked about those a lot. But enzymes aren't only about digestion, they're also about having a long life. And nothing will reduce enzyme functionality and shorten your life faster than a deficiency. And an enzyme deficiency, according to Dr. Edward Howell, who wrote the classic book Enzyme Nutrition, food processing and eating prepared and processed foods, reducing our intake of raw foods, reducing our intake of plant enzymes is one of the major causes of enzyme deficiency and ultimately one of the major causes of degenerative diseases. Dr. Howell, who's considered the grandfather or the godfather of enzyme therapy, Dr. Howell believed that enzymes were much more than mere catalysts. They did much more than just speed up reaction. He believed they were actually carriers of the life force. We talked about this on our last program. Everything in the world, all material matter, all physical matter is made up of chemistry and chemical reactions. But what distinguishes the life force, what distinguishes living beings, biological beings, from a rock or a piece of furniture, which are chemistry just as much as a human body or a biological system is chemistry, what distinguishes the two is the life, living entities are operating at a much faster chemistry. Their chemical reactions are occurring super duper fast. The chemical reactions in a rock are happening super duper slow. And what is it that's carrying this energy that allows a living being to be alive? It is enzymes. This is what Dr. Howell talks about in the book Enzyme Therapy. He says enzymes are the carrier of the life force. He said enzymes give off energy. They give off radiation. Dr. Howell believed that by eating processed food that was devoid of enzymes, by eating processed food that doesn't have enzymes in it, and even cooking counts as processed food, Dr. Howell believed that human beings were killing themselves by enzyme depletion. He said that when enzymes are missing from foods, metabolic enzymes, the enzymes of chemistry, were used for digestion, depleting the body of metabolic enzymes and ultimately shortening our life. So you have two great enzyme pools in the body. You've got digestive enzymes and metabolic enzymes. Digestive enzymes, quite obviously, are used to digest food. Metabolic enzymes are used for all the chemistry in the body to make things happen, to fight diseases, to make things grow. Dr. Howell believed that when we didn't get digestive enzymes, our metabolic enzyme pool became depleted. Now, this has never been proven definitively, but the fact cannot be disputed that food enzymes are super duper duper important for the digestive process. That is, enzymes that are in foods, enzymes in vegetables, for example, allow the foods, the vegetables, to self-digest, to pre-digest even before it gets into our digestive tract. Enzymes are super important. And the enzymes in foods, the enzymes in vegetables, the enzymes in meat, can help the body digest food without having to use their own digestive enzymes, without the body having to deplete its sources, its raw materials for making digestive enzymes. This makes raw food really, really important. This is one of the major points that raw foodists make, is that raw foods contain enzymes, thus sparing your enzymes and allowing your enzymes to be used for fighting cancer or for anti-aging or for building muscle or for supporting the immune system. Now, certainly a little bit of cooking can be helpful, very slight cooking. Cooking can make food safer in the case of bacteria and other pathogens, and steaming or slightly roasting vegetables can help release nutrients, but the fact remains that cooking destroys enzymes. So if you're going to cook your food, you want to cook it as little as possible, especially foods that contain lots of enzymes like meat and like vegetables. The other side of the coin is that human beings have always subsisted on protein and meat, and eating raw meat, parasite and bacterial-filled meat, is obviously not going to be a good idea. So slightly cooking your meat and slightly cooking your vegetables is probably where you want to be. Of course, you can always eat raw meat. Steak tartare is quite delicious, and people eat raw fish, sushi. Raw fish is an amazing source of protein as well as enzymes. All of this is based on the idea that food is pre-digested before your digestive system secretes enzymes. This is based on an idea called the food enzyme stomach. Food enzyme stomach. Dr. Howell wrote a lot about it, and he's one of the first guys to talk about this. We'll talk about it when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network, our number 855-660-4261. We're coming back at you right after this. Don't go away.
Yeah. You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we are back on the bright side. Our number is 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early so we can get to as many calls as possible. 855-660-4261. For you guys who want to start a longevity business, you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can click on the Join the Team link on brightsideben.com. And, of course, you can always purchase products off the website at brightsideben.com. All right, so we're talking enzymes. Digestive enzymes are what most people think about when they think about enzymes. But, of course, enzymes are also metabolic enzymes. They also are involved in chemistry and how the body functions. About half of your proteins in your body, your enzymes, are super important. And the more the less enzymes you have from foods, the more your body will be using up its metabolic enzymes. This is something Dr. Edwin Howell talks about in his book, Enzyme Nutrition, classic book. He wrote it 30 years ago or so. Very important book about enzymes. Let's see. Dr. Howell talked about something he called the food enzyme stomach. He noticed that animals, ruminants, which are animals that have multiple stomachs, have food pass through these multiple stomachs. And in many cases, the first stomachs don't have their own enzymes. They're kind of like holding spots for the foods to just sit in and self-digest. So, ruminants, which have four stomachs, ruminants are animals like cows and sheep and giraffes and deer and antelope. These are grass-eating and vegetation-eating animals. They have multiple stomachs, four stomachs actually, and the first three stomachs are just holding spots. They don't secrete their own enzymes. And Dr. Howell wondered what these things were for, and he came to the conclusion that even though these three stomachs, which are technically called four stomachs, as in before stomach, F-O-R-E stomachs, he noticed that these four stomachs were just, they didn't have any secretions. They housed little tiny animals in them, the little tiny protozoa in them, but they didn't have their own enzymes. By the way, these little protozoa ended their lives in the last stomach, the fourth stomach of these ruminants. So technically speaking, cows and sheep and other ruminants, goats, are not even vegetarians. They're actually meat eaters because protozoa are animals. So in any case, these four stomachs, these pre-stomachs, if you will, according to Dr. Howell, were actually holding spots where vegetables and meat would pre-digest before they hit the last stomach. Actually, in ruminants, these four stomachs wouldn't be, these B4 stomachs would not be meat-containing because ruminants are vegetarians. In any case, these holding positions would be places where vegetables could pre-digest themselves. Dr. Howell also talks about whales and dolphins who have, instead of four stomachs, three stomachs. And again, the first two stomachs, according to Dr. Howell, functioned as holding spaces for enzymes in the meat that the whales and the dolphins were eating. Could pre-digest themselves to prepare themselves for the digestive secretions in the third stomach. Birds also have a holding stomach that doesn't secrete enzymes, but seems to be a holding spot for enzymes in seeds to pre-digest themselves. This part of the digestive anatomy of birds is called a crop, C-R-O-P. And physiologists will tell you that it's just a temporary place for birds to hold their food, but according to the food enzyme stomach theory, as with whales and goats and giraffes and yaks, Dr. Howell believed that the crop in birds is a place for food enzymes in seeds to become pre-digested. According to Dr. Howell, human beings have a version, a kind of a morphed version of a food enzyme stomach. Obviously, we don't have multiple stomachs, but Dr. Howell believed that the beginning part of our stomach actually functioned as a four-stomach, as a pre-stomach, and as a holding spot for foods to pre-digest themselves. Human beings have one stomach, but it's actually divided into four sections. The first section where food enters the stomach from the esophagus is called the cardiac stomach. And it's called the cardiac stomach because it's right beneath the heart. And this section functions, according to Dr. Howell, just like the first stomach in ruminants and whales and birds. And it doesn't produce any enzymes, this cardiac stomach, but according to Dr. Howell, it acts as a holding spot for foods to pre-digest themselves. The cardiac stomach, according to Dr. Howell, because it doesn't have its own secretions, is an ideal setting for enzymes in vegetables and enzymes in meat and enzymes in seafood to do their pre-digestion work on food. So when it enters into the stomach and into the intestine, the digestive process has already begun. In essence, the food is pre-digested. Dr. Howell believed that all foods contain a specific type of enzyme that is designed specifically to digest specific fractions in food. For example, raw milk, which is a source of lots of fat, also contains lots of enzymes called lipases, which help us dissolve fat. This is the perfection of the divine force, or nature, whatever you want to call it. Raw milk has over 30 other enzymes, all of which can contribute to the health of the baby or health of the adult or whoever's drinking the milk. This is absolutely mind-blowing when it comes to food value. That makes milk, raw milk at least, super, super important as a source of nutrients and as a source of enzymes. In any case, milk contains enzymes specifically for dissolving lipids, which milk is, of course, filled with. Of course, pasteurized milk doesn't have any of these benefits. Pasteurization is the perfect way to kill enzymes. If you want to completely destroy a milk or any food, really, just heat it up really, really hot. That's what we do to our living foods. We heat them up really hot, and they become dead foods. Dr. Howell also cites the case of an enzyme called cathepsin, which is found in meat, found in animal muscle. Cathepsin only becomes active when an animal dies. And cathepsin has no known role in living biology, but Dr. Howell believed that cathepsin in meat is simply a way that nature has created to have meat pre-digest itself in the food enzyme stomach of a carnivore, a predator that would eat that meat. Native cultures are always using fermented foods. Fermented foods is a tremendous source of digestive enzymes. Raw cheese, yogurt, kefir, fermented soy, fermented fruits, grains, veggies. All of these kinds of foods, when they're fermented, have always been associated with good health and longevity and resistance to disease. And largely, this is because they are absolutely packed with enzymes. They're alive. They're living. If you could look at sauerkraut or fermented soy or fermented beets with the right kind of detection mechanism, you would see a throbbing, life-filled source of food. They're a living, alive food. The idea of eating living foods is absolutely vital if we are going to leverage and maximize and exploit our inherent healing properties. And Dr. Howell and myself, you can put me in the category of believing that one of the major reasons why we are so unhealthy in this culture is because of our vast dependence on food that is basically dead. We're eating dead food. And I'm not just talking about processed foods from food manufacturers. Even just cooking meat creates a dead food. Foods that don't have the life force, foods that don't have enzymes, dead foods are not only dead foods, they're not only foods that don't give us nutritional value, but even worse, they cost us nutritional value. Living foods, enzyme-rich foods, give us nutrients. The standard American foods, they cost us nutrients. This is why supplementation is so important, people. I wish we didn't have to supplement. I wish we could get everything that we need from food. But aside from the fact that most of us are subsisting on processed food, just cooking in our kitchen, just heating foods can compromise food value. And this is why supplements are important. And this is why most people notice quick results when they get on a supplement program. And then there's the whole systemic nature of digestive enzymes, how digestive enzymes can be used to improve systemic health, not just digestive health, but systemic health. We'll talk about that on our next Bright Side episode. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. We're coming back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go away.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Just got an email on the top 100 drugs of 2013, actually October 2012 till September 30th, 2013. The top 100 prescription drugs. If anybody can tell me what the number one prescription drug based on total prescription is, I'll send you out a free Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Actually, we got a full board here, so wait till somebody drops off. If you can tell me what the number one prescription drug, number one best-selling, not by dollars, but by prescriptions. Prescription drug was for the last year, starting in October of 2012 till September 30th, 2013. I'll send you out a free BTT just because I'm in the mood. All right. Anyway, you're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 855-660-4261. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Dave in Michigan, welcome to The Bright Side, buddy.
Hey, Ben, love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. I love your big, bold voice, too.
Thank
I wish everybody
you.
Talked like that on the radio.
Hey, was it Lipitor?
Nope, not Lipitor.
Okay. Anyway, okay. To start off, I've lost 105 pounds. My wife
awesome.
Has lost 95, and my daughter's lost 65 since February 15th.
That is absolutely mind-blowing, Dave. In fact, that's so amazing. I'm going to send you out a Beyond Tangy Tangerine, too.
You're awesome.
send me a email to ben@ksco.com. Say, Dave from Michigan. But tell everybody how you did it, because there's a lot of folks that want to lose weight. That's amazing. That's
okay,
300 pounds between the three of you guys. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
how'd you
first
how'd you
of
do
all,
it?
We stopped. Well, we nutrified our bodies first.
Nice.
Since about April of 2011, we've been on Youngevity, you know, just doing the Healthy Start packs on our own.
But you did something different in starting
Yeah, well, what we did different was we stopped eating the 10 bad foods.
And give me a couple of them. I don't have time. I wish
okay.
I had time for all 10. Just give me a couple.
Wheat, barley, oats, and rye.
All right, that's good. The browse. I like
yes.
that. All right, good deal. You know, I wish we could talk to you more. Why don't you put your phone number in there, Dave? Maybe we can get you on the air and spend some time with you, because I'd love
okay.
for folks to hear how you do it. Put your phone number and then put your mailing address, and then I'll send you out a BTT. Real quick, how can we help you today, buddy?
Okay, my wife has still got some issues. She's has a dropped left foot. She can't raise it at the ankle,
right.
but she can lower it, and
okay.
she's got pins and needles in her left
right.
foot and her right hand.
All right, well, you got some major remedial work you got to start to do. That sounds like nerve damage or at least inflammation in the nerves. Does she feel pain in there at all or anything like that?
Not really pain, just kind of, you know, tingling, numbness.
That's all, yeah, that's all yeah. inflammation in the nerves. So here's a couple things to do. First of all, you still want to look for problem foods. If that's still occurring, then there's still some inflammation, something that's activating the inflammatory system. Be very, 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 very careful of anything that messes up her blood sugar. She's very likely pre-diabetic or even diabetic at this point. I'd be staying away from taking emergency measures, staying away from anything that has anything to do with spiking blood sugar. That means more protein, staying away from bread and pie. It sounds like you're staying away from a lot of stuff, but there's still something getting in there that's spiking the blood sugar. Start doing the B vitamins a lot, a lot, a lot. The B vitamins are your major nerve vitamins. The BTT will get you a big, healthy dose of the B vitamins, but you may want to get a B100 tablet, have her taking those a couple of times a day. Magnesium has very important nerve effects. I'd be using magnesium and then maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium glycinate.
What's your favorite brand
glycinate.
Of magnesium?
Well, don't go by the brand as much as the glycinate form. It's the
okay.
second word after the magnesium. The Osteomag from Youngevity is a great way to get magnesium glycinate. And then focus on fat absorption as well. Women typically as they get older will have compromised fat absorption. If that is the case, that will also be pro-inflammatory, and then it will also compromise cell membrane health, nerve cell membrane health. So make sure she's on her ultimate EFAs. Make sure she's taking her ultimate EFAs with fatty foods and with her digestive enzymes. You may want to have her using lecithin and apple cider vinegar, which can also help her absorb fats. And then a bile sauce, B-I-L-E, bile sauce can help you absorb fats. And then the B vitamin-like substance, choline, can also help you absorb fats. So focus on B vitamins, focus on keeping her blood sugar dramatically lowered. And that means just taking emergency measures to stay away from any kinds of foods that will spike her blood sugar, eating more protein, and then focus on focus on fat absorption aids, as well as I said earlier, the B vitamins. And then vitamin C, the primal panacea, that's good for everything. Wish we could spend more time. Dave, congratulations. That is awesome. If you send me an email, make sure you put your phone number in there and we'll take care of you with a BTT. And hopefully maybe we can get you on the air and you can tell your story. All right. Jess in Ohio, welcome to The Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Jess?
I'm doing very well.
Welcome
okay,
to The Bright Side.
Here's the deal.
Yes, ma'am. I am having
issues with working out. I'll be 52 next month.
Okay.
And I'm going to start a workout regimen, and I need to know
how to start.
What are the things I should take to minimize the after workout sting?
Okay. Couple of things. First of all, for anybody starting a workout regimen, we haven't really talked about working out too much, although we probably should because it's just as important as nutrition. But you know what, guys? If you're not going to be nutriating yourself, if you're not taking supplements, you're not watching what you eat, it's probably a good idea not to work out, believe it or not, because when you work out, you put a stress on the system. I started off the program talking about genetics, stress genetics. Sorry, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I don't know what that sound is there, Jess. I'm not sure what that was. The stress system is activated by exercise. Obviously, it's the stress system. However, if you don't have the nutrition that you need to build muscle and to reduce inflammation, it's probably a good idea not to put a lot of stress on your body, and that includes working out. Conversely, the best time to do your nutritional supplements is when you come home from the gym or any stressor, after any stressor, even if it's an emotional stressor or a mental stressor, after you have a heart-to-heart with somebody that you didn't want to talk to, or if you just came back from the IRS or from the doctor and you got bad news or whatever.
Any kind of stressor that you're undergoing, a mental stressor, emotional stressor, physical stressor, will weaken your body and deplete your body of nutrients, and that means that your body will suck up those nutrients like a dry sponge sucks up water. So when you come home from the gym, Jess, that's when you want to do your nutritional supplements. Jess, you there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so that's when you want to do your supplements. Now, the second thing about workouts, and this is very misunderstood, even people who work out a lot and exercise buffs don't understand this. Excuse me. The body responds best to short bursts of intermittent stress. That's how the body grows the best. You don't want to be spending a long time in the gym. You want to be spending a very short time in the gym, but you want to be working intensely. In fact, a good workout only takes about 10 or 15 minutes. And after you have it, that means like a sprint, or if you're doing curls with dumbbells, you want to do your curls really, really, really slowly. And instead of doing 10 repetitions, maybe do one repetition. And that'll take you all of 30 seconds. You can get a great arm workout in 30 to 60 seconds. You can get a great aerobic workout in 2 to 3 minutes. You can get a total workout in less than 10, certainly less than 15 minutes, usually about 10 minutes. So you want to work out intensely, and you want to concentrate on moving your body really, really, really slowly when you're doing heavy weights, or sprinting really fast if you're doing some kind of aerobic exercise. And then when you come home, make sure you're doing your protein. That's the number one supplement that you want to do when you're coming when you come home from a workout. Whey protein is the best. Egg protein is the second best. If you can't do whey or egg, or if you're vegan, do hemp seed protein, although that doesn't have the same kind of building factors. Make sure you're using high doses of vitamin C. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory. Make sure you're using vitamin E and selenium with your vitamin C, 400 international units a day of vitamin E. And then get on the OPC selenium, around 600 micrograms a day of that. Alpha lipoic acid is also tremendously anti-inflammatory. Do them all together, your vitamin E, your selenium, your vitamin C, and your alpha lipoic acid. And then vitamin A and zinc are two critically important building nutrients, around 20,000 IU of vitamin A a day and 50 milligrams of zinc a day. These are anabolic building nutrients in addition to protein and anti-inflammatory strategies. Thanks so much for your call, Jess. Appreciate it. We're coming back at you with more good health information. We'll take your phone calls as well right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. My buddy Quince in Florida. Quince, is that you?
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Ben?
I'm doing good. What's the most used pharmaceutical drug?
I think it's Abilify.
Oh, actually, Abilify is the best-selling drug, but that's an expensive drug, so that doesn't really count.
I gave it a good shot.
That's a very good shot. Actually, Abilify is an antidepressant, and it costs a lot of money. So that does generate the most sales, but it doesn't generate the most prescriptions. I'll tell you what it is when we come off before we end the program today. Thanks so much, Quince. Appreciate it. Nobody can guess that one. It's kind of interesting. All right, let's go to John in Texas. What is up?
Hi, good afternoon.
Greetings.
Ben.
Greetings.
Hi. I know the topic is on enzymes, but I wanted to speak about vitiligo.
Yeah.
I suffered from it since I was in my early teens.
Okay, super easy.
So
super easy.
I wanted to see what might be able to help.
Absolutely. Vitiligo is an autoimmune disease. As you know, autoimmunity is when the immune system attacks itself instead of attacking the enemy. In the case of vitiligo, it attacks the melanocytes. Those are the cells in the skin that make pigment. So vitiligo is just the immune system attacking cells. In the case of pigment problems, it attacks pigment cells, obviously. Whenever you have an immune system activation, the first thing to focus on is what is getting into your body that's turning on the immune system. And usually, 99% of the time, it's going to involve some kind of food. Of course, you can breathe something in, and you can get it in through your skin, or you can inject it theoretically. But really, for the most part, the immune system is turned on by foods. And remember, 80% or so of your immune system is in your digestive system. So this should just be common sense. So here's what you need to do, John. And anybody out there dealing with vitiligo, which is notoriously frustrating to address because you can't get to it topically, even though it appears to be a skin condition. Look for digestive symptoms. Number one, if you have, and you must know, if you've had it since you were a kid, you must know that you've had problems with your digestive system since you were a kid.
Yes.
Focus on foods, eliminating grains, dairy, the brow grains, as we talked about earlier today, barley, rye, oat, and wheat, but anything that troubles your digestive tract. Keep a food diary, jot down how your bowels feel, or gas, or bloating, or heartburn, or any kind of digestive symptoms after specific foods, and then eliminate those foods. Use digestive enzymes. Make sure you're using apple cider vinegar with your digestive enzymes. Get on the ultimate enzymes. Dose yourself functionally, which means take as many as you need to notice improvement in your symptoms. Get on the floor, nightly essence. Bacterial flora in the nightly essence. And by the way, we have nightly essence from Longevity, which is not only a source of a wonderful source of probiotics, but it's also a great source of enzymes. It has digestive enzymes in it, natokinases in there, bromelain, papain, just a tremendous, tremendous nutritional supplement. Next to the BTT, it's my favorite nutritional supplement from Longevity. Get on the Flora FX. You may also want to start to concentrate on fat absorption. The skin is a fatty organ, so if you have any problems with fat absorption, you may notice some your vitiligo is getting worse using bile salts, lecithin, apple cider vinegar. And then skin nutrients might be helpful for you. Omega-3 fatty acids, especially the ultimate EFAs I'd be looking at. And then, of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerines, just so you get your basic nutrients. And you might want to throw in the ultimate daily. Most important, however, my friend, is concentrate on the digestive system. Vitiligo is an autoimmune disease. And all autoimmune diseases, the first thing you want to look at is digestive health and wellness, especially if you have a history that way. And I got to move, John. I appreciate your call very much. I hope
I appreciate
you.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Connie in South Carolina, welcome to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Yes. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My daughter is 29 years old.
Okay.
And she's 110 pounds.
How tall?
She's had two children. Now, she has celiac disease.
Okay.
So she's gluten-free.
Okay.
But after both pregnancies, before and after the celiac diagnosis,
yeah,
her skin never went back to normal. She's lost all the weight.
Okay, you mean her belly, on her belly?
Yes.
Or just all over?
Has rolls and rolls.
Okay, how's the skin? Well, she may have lost, she may have done some permanent damage, and that's not unusual after you have a baby, if there's scarring in there. So that's not atypical. However, elasticity and stretch marks and wrinkles and all that kind of stuff is really a connective tissue issue. And the connective tissue is the bulk of the body's tissue. So what you want to do is start to focus on building connective tissue. Does she have any other symptoms? That would be very helpful to find out.
She still has a little problem with the asthma, but it's much better since
okay.
No gluten.
All right. Well, as long as she has asthma and as long as she's got problems with the digestive system. By the way, celiac disease is largely involves a group of proteins called gluten. However, there's lots of things that people react to when they have celiac. It's not just gluten. Gluten is kind of a generic term, but you can have problems with rice, you can have problems with spelt, you can have problems with anything. And if she has a history of celiac disease, it's going to be much more difficult for her body to build connective tissue. So you want to focus on any kind of digestive symptoms, and asthma counts as a digestive symptom because it involves immunity and it involves a reaction to food. So something's getting into her body still that her body's reacting to, and as long as that happens, it's going to be difficult to build connective tissue. So she needs to isolate what those problem foods are and then eliminate them, get her on probiotics as soon as possible, and then start to build some tissue. You know, the intestines are where nutrients are absorbed, especially amino acids. No amino acids. If you have poor absorption of amino acids and you don't have enough, you're not going to be able to build connective tissue. So get her, make sure she's using liquid protein and make sure she's using her liquid protein with digestive enzymes. I like the whey protein. I'd be using that every day. Some kind of weight-bearing exercise can also help build connective tissue. We talked earlier, and by the way, bone is connective tissue, and we're talking about osteoporosis. So everything for building bone is the same. It will go for what your daughter's dealing with, building connective tissue under the skin. Glycine, lysine, and proline are the three most important amino acids for building connective tissue. You'll find those in the cartilage kinds of products. Bone soup is a great source of these three amino acids. Even gelatin capsules, the glucogel caps, that would be a great way to help get her body some of these amino acids for building connective tissue. And always use your glucogel caps or your gelatin caps with vitamin C. They work together. Vitamin C is the rate-limiting vitamin when it comes to building connective tissue. I'd be using high doses of vitamin C with your bone soup. You can use the BTT with your bone soup and your glucogel caps. All of these are in the interest of helping get the amino acids for building that connective tissue. And I don't want to give short shrift to the B vitamins and the essential fatty acids. All of those are also important for building connective tissue. Last but not least, silica, liquid silica gel. You can find that off the internet, a company called Abkit, A-B-K-I-T, makes silica gel, and also hyaluronic acid, which we have not talked about anywhere near enough on this program, but it's wonderful for building connective tissue, not just for your daughter, but also for keeping wrinkles away, for folks who are worried about anti-aging, for bone building, for all connective tissue issues. Even eye health depends on an adequate amount of hyaluronic acid. So HA, hyaluronic acid, can be helpful for building strong eyeballs as well as building connective tissue. So protein, fats, your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, focus on eliminating any problems with the digestive system, probiotics, these are all wonderful ways to help build connective tissue. And that's how you want to look at your daughter's problem, Connie. I know we went really fast there, so you may want to check out the archives at brightsidebend.com. But I want to get a couple more calls in, if we can here. Larry in Florida, what's up?
I'm in Indiana.
Oh, I'm sorry. Larry in Indiana, what's up?
Yeah, okay. I have a skin question, but can I take a shot at the drug?
Yeah, sure.
The doctor tried to put me on it. I think it's Nexium.
Ooh, nope, you're close, but it's not Nexium.
Okay. I use coconut oil on my skin, and I like the way it makes my skin feel. What am I doing to my skin?
You're not doing much to your skin by putting it on topically, although it will soften the surface of the skin. The surface of your skin is called the stratum corneum, and the stratum corneum is dead. It's not dead, but it's made up of dead cells. There's lots of chemistry going on in there, but it's made up of dead cells. So moisturizers, coconut oil, they'll soften the stratum corneum. They'll make you feel a little better, but they're not going to do much metabolically or chemically, with some exceptions. Now, coconut oil does contain some vitamin E, and that can have some nice sun protective benefits. So I would use the coconut oil. It's great. You know, it's just as good as any moisturizer. Plus, if it's raw and organic, you'll probably get some vitamin E as well. You might get Well, that's about it, probably, is the vitamin E. I think there might be a little iodine in there as well. I gotta check that out. But the vitamin E is basically what you're going to get, and you'll also soften the stratum corneum. You know what? I got to move on, Larry. Can I get you to call back tomorrow? Call back tomorrow, and we'll answer your other question. I apologize for that. Wes, you've been on hold for a really long time, and I hate to do this to you, but we're going to run out of time. What's going on, my man?
Yeah, Ben.
Yes, sir.
Hydrocodone?
Yes.
Hydrocodone for... the drug popular?
Oh, no, it's not hydrocodone, but that's a really good guess.
Okay.
The best-selling drug of last year, and Wes, I got to move. That's the music, and we're out of time. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Call back tomorrow if you have questions. The number one best-selling drug in terms of prescriptions for the year 2012, October to September, was Crestor. Crestor, the cholesterol-lowering drug Crestor. All right, thanks so much for your calls. Appreciate all you guys. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue our talk on enzyme nutrition and anabolism and bone building tomorrow on The Bright Side. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. We will talk to you all later, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Bye for now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.